to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Thursday, April 10th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, Speaker John Boehner unloaded on the White House today for their failure to tell the American people the truth about, well, anything.
The frustration is that the American people have not been told the truth about what happened at the IRS. The American people have not been told the truth about what happened in Fast and Furious. The administration has not told the American people the truth about Benghazi. And we've been going through all of these hearings, having to hold people in contempt because they've made it impossible to get to the documents. They've not been forthcoming. They owe the American people the truth. And when it comes to Benghazi, we've got four Americans who are dead, and their families deserve the truth about what happened, and the administration refuses to tell them the truth.
Now, Boehner's comments come on the heels of the House Ways and Means Committee voting to hold Lois Lerner in contempt of Congress. Now, Lerner is accused of leading an effort to target the tax status of conservative organizations while giving liberal organizations a pass. Committee Republicans aren't ruling out the use of the chamber's inherent contempt authority, meaning if Lois Lerner continues to refuse to testify, then the House could throw her in jail until January 2015, when a new Congress is seated, which could then issue another subpoena to throw her in jail again if she refuses to testify. So the question is now, will the Attorney General conduct a thorough investigation? But considering the fact that Lerner is facing jail time rather than talking, I would venture to say that there are some higher-ups in this administration who would be gravely harmed with a thorough investigation. So like I said before, earlier in the week, Congress's only option is to jail the criminals. That's what they do to the regular average person. But rather than go after the criminal elements within our own government, the government has once again sent its goons to come after citizens. Now, we've been covering the story of Cliven Bundy. He's been the last rancher standing in a showdown in Nevada, engaged in this showdown with federal agents. Well, during a confrontation yesterday, Bureau of Land Management agents assaulted a 57-year-old cancer victim, set a dog on a pregnant woman, and tasered Ammon Bundy. Now, the BLM claims that they were responding to one of their trucks being struck by a protester during an earlier incident. Isn't that funny? They're upset about their property rights being violated. Meanwhile, they're violating the property rights of the citizens there of Nevada. Now, protesters claimed that the agents were there to punish them for daring to violate a First Amendment area set up by the feds, outside of which free speech is banned. Now, because of the fact that the situation there has escalated rather quickly, we sent David Knight to give us continued coverage of everything that's going on there at Bundy's ranch in Nevada. But Ammon Bundy, who's the son of Cliven Bundy, told David Knight today that around 20 cowboys went on land that had been claimed by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management and retrieved 30 head of cattle. He said, "We did have a small confrontation with them, but they didn't have the forces to do a whole lot. They couldn't mobilize fast enough, and we were able to gather those cattle and get them to the ranch." So this is Ammon Bundy, who was tasered and put in jail, and like a true cowboy, he went the next day, wasn't afraid, and just got his cattle back. Not all of them, of course, but about 30 head of cattle. Now, the BLM is currently rounding up Bundy's cattle in order to enforce a regulation in order to protect an endangered desert tortoise after 600,000 acres of public land was reclassified as federal property, which, as we know, is a farce. Now, Cliven Bundy has called on the Clark County Sheriff there, Douglas Gillespie, to start arresting Bureau of Land Management agents and charging them with trespassing and theft.
We elected him, and we paid him. We pay him. What did we pay him to do? Don't we pay him to protect our lives, liberty, and property?
Yeah.
Bundy noted that his life was under threat because he couldn't get a response from a 911 call. The sheriff's office has stayed out of it and is turning all calls over to the BLM. So it seems to me like the county needs to be issuing a recall if the sheriff has obviously taken sides with the federal government. Now, I'm going to be speaking with David Knight a little bit later in the show. But perhaps because this story is gaining national attention, it's finally going to give pause to the citizens of this country who can finally see the response that the federal government is going to have if anyone tries to stop their Agenda 21 plans. I mean, this is the full-on rollout of Agenda 21 right before our eyes. And here, you know, perhaps in Washington, Iowa, a town of 7,000 residents, their town has just received a new war tank. Why do they need this tank to police a town of 7,000 people? They should sound the alarm when their local police have just received a war machine to police their streets. It's a MRAP. It's a machine that's designed to withstand landmines and IEDs in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, why would they need this? Well, the excuses given by police is that they need the machine for school shootings and terrorist attacks. So, of course, this is just typical Washington war machine rhetoric, you know, school shootings, terrorist attacks. We need to arm all of the local police departments, even if it's only a very small town in Iowa of 7,000 people. But as we can see with what's happening in Nevada, it's not for terrorists. It's for turning on the citizens if they don't decide to play along with what the federal government has in mind for the states. And that's exactly why the TSA never actually catches any terrorists, because they're not there to catch the terrorists. Their job is to abuse citizens. And once again, this time TSA has harassed a stroke victim, Heidi Wright, who was attempting to fly with her sister. But when screeners saw an expired driver's license, they leapt into terror training mode. Now, Wright, who suffered a stroke 10 years ago and has been left disabled, is unable to talk to her own family. But this didn't stop TSA screeners from demanding that she say her own name in order to board a flight. Her sister said she was just standing there in tears, thinking, "We can't even get her to talk to us. Are you serious?" Eventually, the TSA forced the sisters to take an 8-hour bus ride in order to reach their destination. And of course, rather than apologize, a TSA spokesperson said, "I think it could have been handled differently by the TSA, and it probably could have been handled differently by the family. And hopefully moving forward, they won't have this problem again because they know about the programs that we have in place." And hopefully, like the rest of the automated jobs out there, the TSA will be replaced by malfunctioning robots. Kind of like this new drone that they have come up with. This drone is capable of perching on power lines. It never once has to touch the ground. It can just perch on the power lines like a bird to recharge its batteries. Isn't it wonderful to know that all the brightest minds in our society are using those bright minds for the betterment of mankind? Now, Obama, his Lord and Majesty, was in Austin earlier today. He was speaking at the Civil Rights Summit. It was an event to honor LBJ's signing of the Civil Rights Act. Well, coming up, Ja'Kari Jackson will report on just how far we've come.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Yeah. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Ja'Kari Jackson for InfoWars.com. I'm here at the Civil Rights Summit here in Austin, Texas. As you can see, I have my worthless press pass. You know, here at the InfoWar, we rarely get credentialed, but we said, hey, Obama's going to be here, so let's get credentialed and try to get in. Out of the people in my organization, I was the only person who was approved, and when I found out, I came here this morning ready to get in line to see Obama. Got here 2 hours early to get in line for it, and they told me that I can't go in because I don't have the right press pass. I was like, what's the difference of press pass? I was talking to the staff here, and they said, well, the Secret Service approved the people who are actually going to go into the auditorium. So Secret Service approved media, you can see behind me getting their pat downs and so forth. I was not approved, so I will not be able to go into the LBJ Museum. A man who did not help the USS Liberty actually took help away from the USS Liberty and also the Gulf of Tonkin incidents, as well as many other things. Kit Daniels, our writer at InfoWars.com, is here as well, and we'll get his take on the situation.
Last night I came up here and I talked to a photojournalist who has been in the business for several years, and he told me that the press access here was the worst he's ever seen it. He could only get at most 200 yards away from Bill Clinton to take photography.
Well, they just stand over here on this side. They just don't want you to have any kind of line of sight.
Oh, they don't want what?
Line of sight. You can't see him.
Oh.
Meaning that the photos he took were not very reasonable at all at that distance. So, and this brings to mind what the White House AP staff said earlier this year when they admitted that they were losing access to the president as a media organization.
Now, as you can see, some of the media appears to be too timid to even come near the barricades.
What's going on?
I was informed by one of your officers that I can't be filming on this side of the street. We're not anywhere near a secure area that I'm aware of.
We're just asking you to go to that side of the street.
Right. So I'm not trying to be difficult, sir, but, you know, we can obviously get, you know, better footage on this side of the street if we're filming this location.
Just please abide by what we're telling you to do.
Yes, sir.
All right, but, sir, I can't be in this area with my press pass, correct?
No, you can't.
Yes.
Because you're properly credentialed.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so I have no problem on this side of the street.
Just not continuously.
Not continuous.
Right.
Okay, all right, not continuous. All right, not continuous, First Amendment. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sir, how come activists can stand in the street but the press is not allowed to? What's the difference?
Secret Service calls, Secret makes the calls.
So Secret Service allowed the activists to... sit in the street.
All right, since getting here earlier this morning, we have been able, at least I have been able with my press pass, been able to get a little closer to the scene. I was up here closer to the LBJ, but still not able to get in. Kit was not anointed by the Secret Service, so he could get nowhere near it, but we got a little bit closer. Since then, we've had a very strong police presence. It's probably every bike cop in the city of Austin has shown up. We have those shots of them coming in. Also, we got guys walking around with shotguns out here, snipers on the roofs. It's a whole big deal.
As you can see from the footage, the security theater here was meant, one of the primary objectives of it was to protect President Obama's image. You saw that activists were able to sit in the street for well over 10 minutes, but the police, under orders by Secret Service, would push press out of the street, so they couldn't even take photographs. This is Kit Daniels and Jakari Jackson reporting for InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Well, tonight we continue our coverage of The Last Rancher Standing, talking about Cliven Bundy. He's in a standoff between the Bureau of Land Management there in Nevada. Now, Bundy's beef with federal land management officials started in 1993 when Bundy's allotment for grazing his cattle on public land was modified to include protections for the desert tortoise. 600,000 acres of land were preserved for these endangered species, which it turns out that the wildlife officials then began to euthanize because they started to take over the place. So the situation has really escalated in recent weeks. The federal agents are there. They've got snipers. Contract cowboys are restricting Bundy's access to the land as well as confiscating his cattle. We have reports of snipers training their weapons on the Bundy family. We've seen video showing canines attacking protesters, as well as Ammon Bundy, Cliven Bundy's son, was tasered. So the situation there has really evolved. We sent David Knight there to Nevada to bring us continued coverage. All right, David, good to see you. How are things going there on the ground in Nevada?
Hi, Leanne. We just heard some speeches. They just had a kind of a press conference from Ammon Bundy, one of the members of the Bundy family. There's going to be some politicians that are supposedly going to show up here later, but these were some people. We had someone from Oath Keepers speaking, and we just had this gentleman speaking. I wanted to get him on. His name is Harry Pappas, and he's been here for quite some time. He's seen how this has evolved over the desert tortoise and the bogus aspects of the way they're using this Endangered Species Act, and he has some really interesting comments about where this is all headed.
I've seen some articles where people are being a little bit critical of Mr. Bundy there and saying, you know, he doesn't have grazing rights and there's sort of an issue there. Can you explain a little bit of what's going on there with the grazing rights and the water rights?
Yeah, you know, his family got here in the 1870s and they established that they had rights. They don't own the land. They've never said that they own the land. What they own are grazing rights and water rights. They improved it. It was the way the West was set up. And he has as much of a right to that as anybody has to a recorded deed on their property and their suburban home. And this is what they're using to get away from to justify taking his rights is the Endangered Species Act, and that's why I wanted Mr. Pappas to talk about this. Mr. Pappas, you were saying that you were there when this first got started. Tell us a little bit about what you saw at the very beginning and where you think this is going to be headed and the consequences for just the general public, not even for ranchers.
Well, I think it was about 20 years ago or so. I was on a Southern Nevada BLM Advisory Council. It was a political position. I was appointed by a congresswoman at that time on that. Everybody on that thing was basically politically appointed. I served, I believe, about a year on a committee. About 6 months into that, the California Department of Wildlife came in and gave us a lecture on tortoises in the Mojave Desert area. And they were conducting a study on the tortoise, and it's just a general study. And then what they did is they start finding huge, huge piles of baby tortoises at these raven roost sites all along the Mojave Desert. And they came in, the BLM, the California Department of Wildlife, and they had two 55-gallon trash bags, these big, large, 45, 55-gallon full. There must have been thousands of these tortoises. They looked just like this. I managed to get this one off them. They didn't want to give it to me. And what they found with the ravens, along with other avian species, and that means bird, were just wiping the tortoises out. And they were fine. And because the ravens take them back to their roost sites and eat them, they could find the evidence. But you got other predators out there also. You got coyotes, badgers that are eating these things up. But nevertheless, they had thousands of them. They told them this is what's having the impact on these tortoises. Fast forward. About 2-3 years later, I was involved on the tort. It was called, I forget the official name on it, but we all used to call it the tort group. It was a committee set up because the species, they were going to list the species as endangered, the tortoise. And this committee was involved with every government political entity in southern Nevada, maybe the entire state. There was Nevada Department of Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, BLM, Forest Service, National Park Service on there. It was composed of about 90-95% government bureaucrats. And then there was a representative from a rancher representative. I think there was a representative from off-roading. About 5% were general public. The endangered species got enacted, and their claim was that the tortoise was being endangered by off-roading, hunting, shooting, camping, cows, you name it, just about everything. So they wanted to close everything up. They got their plan in place, which was, I think, a $500 mitigation fee from the developers in southern Nevada to pay to the government agencies, and a portion of it went for environmental studies and stuff like that on tortoise. Nevertheless, what ended up happening was, is after they put the plan in place, developers in southern Nevada, and that's what they wanted, really. They wanted the big money, had to pay the mitigation fee. But they had to do a study on their land to find out if there were any tortoises. Well, all of a sudden, thousands of tortoises are being turned in to the agency in charge of this. I guess it was BLM. They had built a tortoise preserve at the end of Rainbow. The preserve got full. It was overflowing with tortoises. Now, you got to understand something. Las Vegas Valley is the most heavily impacted piece of desert in western United States, damn near. Since 1902, when Vegas got established, there's been nothing but development, road building, home building, building offices, building buildings, building casinos, off-roading, shooting, target shooting, everything known to man has impacted that. Yet they were finding thousands of tortoises in that valley there. And when they claimed to, and by the way, they had claimed to get this tortoise listed, it was an endangered species. It should have been rare as a dodo bird, they were claiming. There wasn't any. That's why we had to list it. Nevertheless, after they started getting thousands of these things, I go to the meeting, a few meetings later, come there, and all of a sudden one of those government bureaucrats gets up and says, I think it was U.S. Fish and Wildlife, I believe it was, said, we're going to start euthanizing the tortoises because we got too many of them. Well, somebody got up and said, what are you talking about, too many of them? You weren't even supposed to have one. They were endangered. There wasn't any of them. How are you getting all these thousands? Someone else got up and said, well, why don't you release them into the wild? Now, these tortoises were coming out of the Vegas Valley, mind you. He said, why don't you release them into the wild? And then one of those government bureaucrats, one of these government agencies got up and said, we can't because that land is carrying tortoise carrying capacity. Well, how can it be at Carter's carrying capacity when it wasn't supposed to be any? So it was, you could see right off the bat, it was nothing but lies, 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 frauds, fraud, fraud. They got it all on. I got, had a belly full of the whole thing, and I left that committee, eventually left. And so I said, I think most everyone else did except for the government bureaucrats. Nevertheless, I've always known this has been a total fraud. Now what they're doing, of course, they're using the specie to remove Clive and Bundy here, these ranchers, and they're shutting down all these roads and shutting down camping and everything else. And
so what's going to be, what are they going to do in the future for people after they get the ranchers off? What's the general public going to have access to?
That's it. See, the first thing they had to get off is the ranchers, because they've got some rights. They got the grazing rights, as you understand that. But, you know, campers and off-roaders and all the rest of us just want to go out and explore and look at the outdoor. We don't have any real rights, according to the government. So they had to get rid of the ranchers first, and that's what they're doing. Once they get rid of them, then they'll put in their real agenda. Their real agenda is to turn the whole Gold Butte area into a national recreation area. And that'll shut down the majority. They'll shut down the majority of roads. They'll tell you where you can camp. They'll put a couple campsites. You'll go. You won't be allowed to use your firearms. They'll lock it up until you get out by six. If you don't think they do it, look around everywhere they've done it. They've done it to Red Rock. They've done it to the Sheep Mountain Range. They've done it everywhere. And this, now they want Gold Butte. And let me say this, which is very important. When they were trying to put Gold Butte into the National Conservation Area, they were talking how great and pristine it was, how wild and wilderness and pristine. But now that they're trying to throw the rancher off, they're saying he's got it all tore up. Well, which is it? Which is it? That when they want the rancher off, it's all tore up by his rancher and he's killed all the tortoises. Yet Gold Butte, that they wanted in conservation, over on that side of their mouth, they're saying it's all pristine and good. Yet Clive and Bundy, that rancher's been running cows in that area for 100 years.
And he's only one ranch where there used to be about 53.
Exactly. They've gotten them all. He's the last one. Once he gets them, then they pick us all off.
That's just amazing. Thank you so much for talking to us, Harry Pappas.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, Leanne, that's somebody who really knows the history of this. That's this important story to get out. People need to understand how the endangered species is being used here. And, of course, in California, they can't even get the Bureau of Land Management to file the reports that they're supposed to file. They're 7 years behind in reports, and the environmentalists there who believe that there's a problem with the desert tortoise in the California area can't even get the BLM to bother writing their reports, and yet they can send an army out here to shut down Clive and Bundy.
Exactly, and we've seen that escalate over the last few days. What's the scene out there? Any federal agents showing up today?
You know, since we've been here, the federal agents have made themselves as scarce as a desert tortoise. And everybody was saying just a couple of days ago, they had guys laying down up here pointing guns at this area, snipers. We haven't, of course, tried to get off into the Bureau of Land Management areas. I've been told that they have all kinds of surveillance equipment. They'll swoop down on you and arrest you if you get into any of the area that they now claim exclusive access to. So we haven't seen any of them. However, when I was at the Bundy Ranch earlier, I was scheduling some interviews for the next couple of days with the Bundy family. And as I was there, one of their sons came in, and they had just taken some pictures of some snipers. I don't know where the snipers were, and I don't know where they were, but it was somewhere close to where their ranch was.
Completely unbelievable, and it's supposedly over some desert tortoises. We all know it has nothing to do with that. It's clearly Agenda 21. It falls right into that zone that's going to be the heavily regulated, no human use zone. That's what's going on here.
Well, you know, exactly. We understand the agenda behind this. We understand where it's going. But even if we didn't understand the agenda, even if somebody were just coming into this and never heard anything about Agenda 21, they never heard anything about the police brutality, the overreach of the federal government, it ought to give them cause to see hundreds of federal agents armed to the teeth to, quote unquote, protect some tortoises. They are totally out of balance, totally out of control, total overreach. That's what people need to wake up and see, because the general public doesn't understand that when we talk about the billions of bullets, when we talk about the military vehicles that are being put in all these small town areas, they will use these things against the general public. We see this happening now with Clive and Bundy. He is the canary in the coal mine. It is not just ranchers. They're going to come for the farmers, and then they're going to come for the suburbanites, and then they're going to come for everybody, basically. If he doesn't have any rights to grazing and to water, you don't have any rights to your private property. And of course, they're going to say you don't have any First Amendment rights, you don't have any Second Amendment rights, you name it.
Well, you're absolutely right, David. This is a pivotal moment for us. It's time. This is the time for us to push back. This is our opportunity right now to really stand up for our rights and to support what you guys are doing out there. Thanks, David. Be careful.
Okay, we will.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Well, we'll continue to bring you coverage of the standoff there in Nevada. Thank you so much for tuning into the InfoWars Nightly News tonight, and we'll see you here again tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.